Listen, you have from this moment until the day you die to live the life you want to live, to do exactly what it is you love, whatever that is. But the question is, do you know yourself well enough to know what you love? So sometimes a spiritual journey is needed. Sometimes a leap of courage is just what is needed. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to Cautious Relationships. The place to shine your inner beauty and become self-empowered. My name is Dhwani and I work as a psychological counselor. Today, I would like to share with you something about how to kickstart a spiritual journey. But before that, while you're here, please consider to click the subscribe button. Ask yourself, am I okay with living a life without a spiritual journey? If the answer is yes, then by all means stop listening. It's the easier path. But if the answer is no, then keep listening and imagine yourself as a creator of your own journey and become authentically spiritual. It's exceedingly more difficult, but definitely more rewarding. There will be giants whose shoulders you can stand on, like Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Allah. There will even be crutches to lean on from time to time. You know, just remember, crutches have always had more utility in dust, lest we become lazy and move through life as a spiritual cripple. You know, sometimes you will discover that you will be able to intuitively listen to God's messages and speak it yourself. Sometimes your voice will be meek and the words of others will be needed to, you know, compel you to speak your truth. Sometimes, often, the spiritual path begins where the religious one ends. Either way, the point of a spiritual journey is to discover yourself, discovering yourself. Once you begin, it never really ends, but you have to begin in order to feel how the journey is the thing. But beginning a new journey can sometimes be, you know, daunting and scary, especially a spiritual one. Our comfort zones can only stretch so far before we snap. So we are going to talk about how to marinate our comfort zones so they are more elastic and flexible for this difficult spiritual journey ahead. Number one is listen intently for the call to adventure. Call to adventure. There's nothing you can do that's more important than being fulfilled. And this is speaking a language that doesn't use words. So if you want to hear it, you have to be open to hearing it. It can arrive in many ways. It can appear as unfortunate luck or unlucky fortune or vice versa. It can come from tripping over success or jumping over defeat. It can come from an earthquake or a thunderstorm. It can come from death or birth or both. There's no telling when or well, you know, where it will happen. But when it happens, you will know it. The universe lines up like, you know, it was designed for you. And it is. So wherever you go, be the ears of that place. Listen with over ears, like, you know, as if you are a cat perched on a cosmic tree branch, listening to all things. Hone your listening skills through meditation and solitude. Sink back into the source. Listen to silence. Number two, fearlessly embrace fear. A funny thing happens when you're no longer afraid of fear. Your soul opens up. Your ego shrinks into a tool for your soul. Your heart overflows and suddenly nothing can, you know, stop you, because you are able to use your ego to leverage your soul into the world with proactive intent. You become a force to be reckoned with. You know, people say happiness is a choice. Well, it's the same thing with courage. Courageous people don't sit around waiting for courage to, you know, compel them. They choose to be courageous despite the fear which seeks to cripple them. So if you're sincere about beginning a spiritual journey, choose courage. Fear will roll off like water off a duck's back. And even if it doesn't, your courage will find a way to transform it into even more courage. So proceed as if courage is inevitable and genius will arrive. Number three, read, read, and read. Keep your mind sharp enough to cut through any and all red tape. Spiritual journeys are not easy. They require an upheaval of the heart, a soul recalibration. And one way to be prepared for the worst is to read a lot. Sometimes it's the wisdom discovered in a good book that launches a spiritual journey. Words can, compel us and liberate us, but they can just as easily silence us and imprison us. So, which is why we need to read more than just one book. As Rudyard Kipling said, words are, of course, the most powerful drug used by mankind. But unlike any other drug, the more words, the better, because the more ideas we derive from those words, the less likely we are to cling onto any single idea. Diversity is the key with this particular drug of choice. We can become more open. Number four is travel, travel, travel. Much travel is needed before our ignorance is transformed into spiritual awareness. Traveling puts life into perspective. It all at once, stretches cultural comfort zones, shatters preconceived mental paradigms, and flattens conditioned boxes. The body on the move puts the mind into motion. So what happens is our soul is calibrated to proactively adapt and overcome to any given moment. Seeking other states, other lives, other ways of leveraging our soul leads to a profound understanding of impermanence and change. We see, hear, smell, taste, feel how things are constantly in motion, how there's no such thing as a fixed state. This leads to a spiritual transcendence. This compels us to keep moving, to not stagnate or become too comfortable. Number five, use pain as a stepping stone. Use your wounds as a reason to heal. Pain, grief, spiritual angst, these can all be transformed into information that can guide us into a spiritual journey. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, we can turn the tables on our tiny ego. What is going to happen after that is our tiny ego blossoms into a robust confidence. Through that, we can transform our boundaries into horizons. We can use our pain as stepping stones towards a heightened state of spiritual awareness. And that does not mean that we should ignore the pain or suppress it, not at all. In fact, in order to alchemize pain into self-actualization, one must first embrace it, honor it, let it have its say. But after crying, after the sacred decompression, there's no reason to wallow in tears. Better to use those tears as a fuel for beginning a spiritual journey. Number six, surrender to adventure, but in chunks. Surrender to adventure in small chunks. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't get intimidated by how daunting, it all is. Just remember, everything is connected, and the longer you wait between adventures, between experiences, the less likely you are to gain any real spiritual traction. You'll just give yourself more of a reason, to build up walls of fear, or you'll just compromise with yourself with inside the box, comfortable and secure reasoning that will keep you from ever pushing your comfort zones. Better to stretch, feel the heat, maybe even get burnt a little, then retract, heal the burn, and come out of the experience as a more robust individual with an even bigger comfort zone. Then repeat. Eventually, your comfort zone will be so flexible and so big that it can, officially declare yourself on a spiritual journey. Practice surrendering to adventure as much as possible, and before you know it, you will be spending more time on adventurous seas than on comfortable shorelines. Number seven, cherish the moment. Remember, the journey is the thing. Whether or not yours is a spiritual journey you have just begun, or one that simply grew stale over time, It requires honest and loving engagement with the present moment. Who you are right now is fundamentally different than who you were when your journey began, or even who you were yesterday. You will constantly keep on changing, evolving, right? Sometimes even going back to past stages. But don't let that scare you. Don't let that stop you. Remember to fall in love with the moment. Remember to be awestruck. Don't forget to be fascinated by the things unfolding in your life. Your life will go like, you know, this, as if you are traveling on a spiral hilly region. Sometimes it will take you to a high, sometimes to a low. But nevertheless, the journey is the thing. True, but it goes deeper than that. The moment is the thing too. The here and now is the thing. All things that have ever or will ever mean anything is contained in this instant moment that connects to all other instants. So enjoy it, revel in it, be it, become deep gratitude, become loving appreciation. Being present to this moment more than any non-present moment has the potential to launch a spiritual journey. Don't forget, you are the journey, not the destination, and it always begins right now. So tell me, how is your awkward spiritual journey coming along? All right, so if you like today's episode, give me a thumbs up or your feedback in the comment section. If you haven't subscribed yet, please consider to do so. And you're more than welcome to join me on Instagram or my Facebook page. If you wish to book a personal session with me, the details are in the description box below. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode. Until then, stay tuned in Conscious Relationships. Namaste.